What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
This week, we're coming at you with my pick of the month, and I chose Possum from 2018. To us from the UK. So that's where we are this week. I thought this was a newer movie. Like, I didn't realize it came out in 2018. I was thinking it was like in the 2020s, but
That's what I thought too.
there's something else I was gonna say too. Well, I don't remember. Obviously, first time watch for both of us. You hadn't even heard of it, I don't think, right?
No.
No. I know I've like I'd seen the poster quite often on Instagram and stuff, and I'm fairly certain that two chicks have covered it.
They did, yeah, and
Yeah.
I thought they did recently, and I had to scroll back to 2021.
Oh my God, it was
Yeah.
that long ago. That's
So
fucking 4 years ago.
I thought like they just did it like this year and just kept scrolling, and then I was like, fuck it, look up on Apple Podcasts, and so it was
Yeah.
like September 2021. It was like Jesus.
Jesus. All right. I never listened to that episode because I hadn't watched the movie, so I kind of want to go and see what their thoughts are on it. Anyways, yeah. Kick off our news and booze. And what are you drinking tonight?
I am on my second Negroni.
Oh, gross. So you're gonna be feeling good later. Nice. I was telling you, my parents came over and we had sushi for supper, and then I opened up a bottle of wine because I had to drive to get the food, and then I came back and they had already started drinking a bottle. So I was like, well, fuck it, I'm
Nice.
gonna drink some too. And then I opened up a fresh bottle and I drank all but one glass of it because Sarah had the one glass. But
There you
yeah, I'm just drinking a Michelob right now. But yeah, I was feeling a little decent a couple hours ago.
go.
Thankfully, it was a homemade wine, so it wasn't anything crazy.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. All right. Let me make sure that I have this here. Yeah. Okay. So I know. Well, actually, yeah, we just talked a couple nights ago to do the patron pick, but we never talked about what movies we watched recently. So, what's your last four?
Last four. Oops.
That's
Sorry about that.
different.
I know it's Letterboxd app on the Mac is
Yeah.
way different. So I watched Sahara, just finished it tonight. This was the oldest movie on my watch list that has been on it forever.
Oh, this is
And
the first time watch.
no, I've seen it before.
Oh, okay.
It just, yeah, I just added my watch list just so I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time. I used to love it. And went to rent it on Apple TV and saw it was the same price to buy it, so I bought it for $5. So
Okay.
pretty good movie. It wasn't as good as I remember it being,
Yeah,
honestly.
yeah.
But and then today, we got back, but Tina was still in Kent to get her nails done, so me and Theo watched The Grinch from 2018.
Nice.
Not that great of a movie, to be honest. Yesterday I watched Margin Call. Never seen it, never heard of it.
Either.
But you know, on like TikTok, they have like the clips of like movies.
Yeah.
Well, this was like one of them. I was like, it looks interesting.
What do you mean the
And it
clips of movies on TikTok? Like an ad?
no, like there's like accounts on TikTok that will like show a scene from a movie.
Oh yeah, okay. I got
Yeah,
you.
yeah.
All right.
I was like, this looks interesting. It's like the cast is like, okay, pretty good cast, but it was not interesting at all, to be honest.
I see that.
But And then I watched Casino because I'm going through and ranking Scorsese movies.
Nice.
Haven't watched this in a long time. Long ass movie.
Yeah, it is.
But it was good. I liked
Nice.
it. So, yeah.
I know we only do our last four, but as you had mentioned Match to me the other night.
Yes.
It's funny because shortly after you told me about it, I went on TikTok and I don't know if you follow him or not, but Chuck the movie guy. So he was talking about this one. I'm like, oh shit, that's ironic. But so it was good,
Yeah,
obviously.
I
Gave it
liked
three and a
it.
half star.
Yeah. It's I definitely recommend it for
Okay.
sure.
And it's a
Yeah.
Tubi original, right?
Yes, it's on Tubi, yeah.
Sorry,
Definitely.
one last thing. Right
Yes.
down at the bottom of the screen, I see I Know What You Did Last Summer, the remake.
Oh, the remake, yes.
Oh no, you didn't like it. You gave it two stars. Okay.
Did not like it. Some cool kills, but I don't know, just didn't f I didn't like the story, I didn't like the characters.
Yeah.
It just the way they kind of changed things and they brought back the main characters, but really, like, what was even the point, to be honest?
Yeah.
So,
Okay. I'm still gonna watch it, but
yeah, definitely. It's on Crave, so. Oh, sorry, I'm still screen sharing. Sorry. I'm still getting used to. How the hell? Oh, there it is. Stop share. Sorry.
like your background, you have some nice sequoias in the background.
That's what Bettina said. I was like, I have no idea what the fuck a sequoia is. It just looks like a fucking elm or something. Anyway.
Right. As for me, so Sarah and I watched Eileen, Queen of the Serial Killers. It was okay. I mean, it's nothing that you didn't already know if you know anything about her. Sarah had an issue with it because she felt like it was kind of a one-sided documentary. Like it
It
was very
almost,
much.
yeah, it almost felt like they were glorifying her a little bit.
Yeah. And that's kind of what Sarah felt too. And like, in a sense, I can understand where she's coming from. Like, if she was getting raped in the cars, like, we'll never know for sure.
Exactly. That's what I said
But.
too, as like she's using this excuse and she killed eight guys. I'm like, I don't think all eight guys did it, but understand if like one or two did it, then she gets in that mindset, right? Of like, I can't trust anybody.
But I mean, at that point, like, are you looking for this now? Like, are you purposely getting picked up so you can kill people? But anyways, yeah, it was all right. And then I watched Together, which is Dave Franco and Alison Brie's movie, and I had a great time with it, man. Like, I could almost bump it up to a four star. I gave it three and a half.
Nice.
They have such great on-screen chemistry. Like, you can tell that they have like a really good relationship. And this movie is so fucked up, dude. Like, holy fuck, man, it was wild.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it.
And then I put on How to Train Your Dragon, like the live action remake, and
Nice.
I wanted the kids to watch it with me, and they were kind of doing their own shit, and I ended up watching it by myself, but
Nice.
it was really good. I really
Yeah,
enjoyed it.
it was. Yeah.
And then, ironically, because you watched a Matthew McConaughey movie today with Sahara, I started watching The Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
My buddy at work loves it, and I've never seen it before, so.
Yeah, I remember I watched it when it first came out. I didn't love it, but that's another movie, like, it really pops up on TikTok, like these scenes from it. I was like, I really want to watch this again. Like,
Yeah, I only got like maybe 20, 25 minutes into it, but I do want to watch the rest of it. And other than that, not much. I need to, like, I'm one episode behind now and Welcome to Derry.
Nice. I need to get back into that. I
Yeah.
haven't,
All right. As for news, nothing crazy, but Shelby Oaks is available for VOD now.
Oh shit.
Sisu Road to Revenge is in theaters,
Yeah, the trailer
which,
looks crazy.
man, I'm so pumped to watch it. We got an official full trailer for Return to Silent Hill, and it's going to be in theaters January 23rd. Wizard of Oz is apparently What is it? Whenever people can use
The IP.
the IP, what is it? It's in. Anyways, people are allowed to use it.
The public domain.
Yes, it's in the public domain now. Because there's a new horror version called Dorothy, The Haunting of Oz. And it's
Okay.
going to be out in 2026. They've announced it today or the other day. What else was there? Lynn Shay has gone on record to say that Insidious 6 is not the end and we're just getting started,
Jesus
which
Christ.
worries me because it's getting to a point now where it's like, I don't want to watch any more Insidious movies. And Twisted Metal has officially been ordered for a third season. I haven't started season two yet, but.
They haven't started the show at all.
Oh, really? Oh, man, season one was good.
This is kind of one of those shows that like kind of just went out into the zeitgeist, just totally forgot it existed, to be honest.
Enjoyed the first season, but that's all I got.
Nice.
We have for 4Ks.
For 4Ks, we got Howard's End.
Okay.
We got Casino.
Ironically.
The 30th anniversary edition steelbook, and I'm kind of pissed because I just bought Casino on 4K like 2 days ago because it was on sale. But anyway, whatever. Out of Africa, we got Ted Lasso,
Nice.
The Richmond Way. I'm guessing that's like the complete series, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
A Better Tomorrow trilogy. Never heard of that. Dark City.
Sick.
Pretty cool steelbook.
Dark City is a good movie if you've never
Is
seen
it?
it.
Okay,
Yeah.
no, I haven't heard of it. Red Planet. Airport, the complete four film collection.
Never heard of that.
Me either. We got Hell's Angels on Criterion. And we got L
Oh.
also on Criterion.
Okay. That's a pretty weak week.
Is, yeah.
Week.
Week,
All
week.
right. Cool. Something in my eye. All right. Ready to talk about this movie?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Possum from 2018. Starting off the synopsis. After returning to his childhood home, a disgraced children's puppeteer is forced to confront his wicked stepfather and the secrets that have tortured his entire life. This was directed by Matthew Holness, and this was his first full-length movie. And this is actually based off of a short film that he did by the same name.
Oh, so it was a short film then.
And I saw your review, and I was just like, that's funny,
All
because it was actually a short film.
right.
This was directed, or sorry, we already did the director. The cast list, we have Sean Harris playing Philip, Alan Armstrong playing Maurice, and then I put Alan Blythe as Michael's father and Ryan Enever as Michael's uncle,
Sure.
because there's two characters basically in this movie, and then everyone else is just very much a side character.
Yeah, there's not really anyone in this movie.
No. Philip, Maurice, and the puppet.
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't recognize anybody though.
Nah, me either.
Viewing of any of these actors.
Yeah, I mean, Sean Harris has been a few of the Mission Impossible movies. He was the bad guy in them.
Okay. Oh, I think I did see that. He had a beard though, right?
I think
In
so,
those?
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was also the Green Knight as well. Yeah.
So we have seen him before.
Yes.
Just didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
All right, let's dive in.
Let's do it. So yeah, we are talking about Possum from 2018. I need to look something up real quick because I forgot.
You gonna read the poem at the beginning?
Yes.
I had a
I don't
feeling.
know. I don't know if this is the one from the beginning, but yeah, so we have Philip. He's saying the poem with the possum. Can you spy him deep within? Little possum, black as sin. Bag is open, growing wider. What's inside it, man or spider? Little boy, don't lose your way. Possum wants to come and play.
Creepy.
This movie is very creepy.
It is.
It's also rarely very, very, very boring, I must say.
I will agree with that, and I do agree with your review. I would like to watch the short film. I don't know how long it is, but like I feel like give this like a 30-minute runtime.
And this movie's only 1 hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah. It's just there's not a lot going on in the in-between stuff. Like there's a few scenes where you're just like, oh shit. But other than that, it's just a slog, and it's only, like you said, an hour and 25 minutes.
Like the first hour, I was pretty much writing off this movie. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I have no idea what is happening. It's, in Clerks 2, whenever Randall is describing Lord of the Rings, and he's like, it's just them fucking walking for three movies. That's pretty much this movie for
It's a fair point.
the first hour. I was like, what is going on? And then like the last 20 minutes probably bumped up my score by like, well, not trying to see my scores, but like by like 2 or 3 points
Not
for me
3 points.
no, but for me personally, like it bumped up quite a bit, to be honest. But anyway, we meet this guy, Philip. He is very quiet, very creepy. It gives off a vibe that, just very weird. He is on a train. He is going back home to a town called Fall Marsh. And there's a group of boys on the train. And one of them is like drawing a book. And Philip keeps staring at this kid, asks him what he's drawing. And the kid doesn't really answer. And then they get off the train. And Philip immediately is like kind of infatuated with this kid and just is staring at him and just following him. And then if you don't see anything after that, that's it.
He almost strikes me as someone who has autism. Like they never mentioned it in the movie, but just the way some of his mannerisms are and his like hyperfixation on things, just kind of seems like maybe he is.
And obviously learned throughout the movie that this guy has some extreme trauma that happened to him as a kid, I'm guessing, whether it's bullies, his stepfather, very abusive stepfather, or his parents dying in a fire, I assume when he was very young. So obviously this guy has a lot of trauma. It doesn't excuse the things that he's done. I mean, it doesn't say that he did these things, but it's pretty obvious by the end of the movie that he's done some terrible things. So you kind of feel for him, but also not really.
One thing that this movie does do well, is like the slow descent into his madness a little bit. Like at the start of the movie, like he is kind of like a creepy guy, he's a little bit weird. And then like as the movie progresses, he just continuously does like weirder and weirder shit, and like we see him kind of slipping quite a bit throughout the
Exactly. Especially with Possum,
Well,
right?
yeah, for sure.
So he makes it back to old house. You assume that it's his old house growing up. It is all boarded up. I initially thought that no one lives here, but he gets in there and then you see like these balloons with smoke and it kind of is painted a picture of what happened to his parents. He finds a book that he hides under his floorboards that is about Possum and all these drawings. Was that the book that the kid was drawing at the beginning?
Oh, maybe.
That's what I thought, but I didn't know for sure.
Yeah, it's possible.
Which makes sense, right? He is in the backyard. He is trying to burn some big spider. You don't see what it is, you just see the legs. He's back inside. There's like bugs crawling on him in the bed, and you're like, and then he turns around and the puppet is in the bed with him. You don't see the whole puppet till later in the movie, but like this puppet is fucking creepy as fuck, man.
Dude, it's so creepy. The face on this thing.
Terrifying.
Wow.
Yeah. Give me nightmares, honestly.
Legit. Seriously. Like, this thing is so fucking creepy.
So he goes downstairs and there's a guy there, Morris. He learned that it's his stepfather. Do you think Maurice was actually here? Like, do you think that's like one question I don't know.
I'm glad you brought that up because I had those thoughts too. I don't
Because
know. Like, at.
he's fucking with Philip through the whole movie, kind of, right? Like, he's an
Yeah.
asshole, you know, and he knows that he's an asshole and is like bugging him about his dead parents and how he was an orphan. And Philip just keeps saying, "This is my house."
But, like, if that's his stepfather, like, how did both of his parents die if his parents weren't even together? But they were together whenever they died.
Yeah.
So, like, did Maurice die as well? And these are just visions of him?
Yeah.
And that scene at the end, is that just him like kind of fabricating a memory and turning it into a real thing?
Yeah.
Kind of like what he's been doing throughout the whole movie.
Yeah. I'm gonna say that he's not there,
Yeah.
I feel like. Because like the outside of the house is all boarded up. There's like
Yeah.
weeds growing everywhere. Clearly there's like no one living here. And the TV that's in Philip's room, it will just turn on randomly to like a random station of like the news do investigation on a kid on Michael missing or something like that.
And Michael's the kid from the train.
And like at one point Maurice, yeah, and one point Maurice is like eating dinner and he's like, "Philip, do you want some?" Philip's just like, "No, this is my house." Like, and then we'll just go upstairs to his room by himself or something.
Yeah. Yeah, 'cause like this house is in shambles too, right? Like there was a fire in this house and you can tell.
And there's one room he won't get into, won't go into. He does at the very end of the movie, right? Which is, I think, maybe him trying to face his fears or come to the fact that he's done these things, maybe. I don't know. So you find out that Philip worked at a school. I don't know if he was a teacher, but there was some sort of scandal at the school that he was involved in. We see him at one point in the movie, he goes to the school and just standing there staring at the school.
So creepy.
And this teacher or principal comes up and is like, "They need to leave." And Philip's just like, "I went here." That's like, okay. You need to get the fuck out of here. And like just the way he carries the bag too, like it's like not like his arm isn't like loose. He like holds it like way up here and just like walking. It's like, I'm so uncomfortable.
It's his duffel bag with possum in it.
So yeah, he's out in the woods. He goes to this one spot a few times. He's trying to figure out how to destroy possum, I believe. So what do you think possum represents? Because I think in this movie there is obviously a ton of like themes and
Metaphors.
metaphors. Like I feel like you could watch the movie a few times, I think, right? To kind of pick up on things or decipher what you feel about the movie, maybe.
I feel like possum is like his negative thoughts or like his like traumas and stuff that he's done in the past. And like that's why he keeps trying to destroy possum and get rid of it, but he just can't. 'Cause he's doing it in all the wrong ways. Like he's just trying to dispose of the puppet or like set the puppet on fire, stuff like that. Like he's not trying to do things properly.
Yeah, I come in the mindset, same mindset as you too. Like, because he does destroy it a few times, but it just keeps coming back, right?
Which
Like
is
he.
what, like with his men, like with mental health, right? Like if you're not working through the problems properly, it's just going to keep coming back. Like those thoughts are just going to keep coming back. And I feel like that's what this is a representation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, at this point, yeah, he gets back home, and I think this is the first time you see the actual face of the puppet, and like it's this fucking white face, and the eyes are huge, and his mouth is open. It's just like in the body of this spider, and it's fucking creepy as hell. So he ends up going back to the same spot in the woods again. He throws the bag in a creek kind of thing, and then he kind of like falls in the mud, and he ends up going back and getting it. Then like he wakes up a bed and turns around, and just the face is like right there, and it's like,
Tosses it off the bed.
yeah. So he's one scene we get him talking to Maurice, and he is telling Maurice about the time he got bullied. And a fox, the fox is kind of a big also metaphor, I think, in this movie too, because they kept bringing up fox. So I looked up fox kind of to see what it represents, and like it could be where I write it. Symbolically, it can mean a need for transition, a change in life, which obviously fits Phillips' kind of persona, right? Like he's trying to change his life, get past the stuff that he's done in the past, the stuff that's happened to him in the past, because like the bullies, they found like this dead fox. And they basically make him shove his face in a dead fox, but it's like very graphic of him like describing it, because the fox is like its fucking intestines and organs are coming out, and he's like rotting, and they make him shove his face into the dead fox, basically.
So Maurice isn't his stepfather.
It's not.
It's his uncle.
Oh.
So our thoughts on him can be thrown out the window. I guess he is still there then.
I mean, he could be. I don't know.
Could be, could not be. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
true. Anyway, sorry.
That's all good. Yeah, and one of the spots that Philip keeps going to is like this old kind of abandoned, not building, but it's like this, I don't know, abandoned like parking lot kind of thing. I was like, not much. There's a junk around, just like this big slab of concrete, basically. And he keeps going back to it. And at this point, he just throws the puppet on the ground, starts punching it like crazy, and starts stomping it, and then puts it back in the bag and throws it in like some sort of like sewer septic pool thing, and then leaves. And he gets back home, and I think he sees, wait, hold on. Yeah, you see on the TV that Michael is the kid from the train that was is missing as abducted. So obviously you know that Philip had something to do with it, most likely. He does hear Maurice saying the poem, goes into Maurice's room, and there's like his room is like full of papers and books, and Philip asks him where he got it, and he's like, oh, I got it from up there, and he's like, you fucking liar, like you didn't get it from there. I think at one scene, they're out in the backyard, I think, and he asks Maurice why he didn't burn, why it wasn't you that died.
Sorry, I'm on Reddit and someone's kind of explaining the movie in their own
Okay.
words.
Yeah.
So, they said here, like during his childhood abuse, Philip's uncle warned him to remain silent as he was beaten, which we knew. So essentially playing dead, and with possums, like in real life, whenever they're scared, they play dead. So Philip has kind of turned himself into a human possum, which is definitely a big theme in. So that makes a lot of sense. Anyways, yeah, there's a good write-up on Reddit for it, actually.
Probably. I mean, this is a very deep movie, really.
Yeah.
So they're back home. Maurice is burning a bunch of the papers from inside the house in the barrel, and then Philip just throws the puppet in there, puts on a fire. He's telling a story. I don't know exactly what it was, but Maurice is telling a story about some abductor or something like That who, some guy who stuffed something in a bag and he wore, I don't know what he said, stuffed in a bag and he wore a mask. We couldn't see them. Not sure who you're. Yeah, Philip keeps like having dreams about the puppet as well. And like the scenes where it's like crawling around, like you don't see it crawling, but you just see like in a doorway, like the legs is crawling. Very creepy.
The one scene where he's looking down the hallway and you see the legs first, and then you just see his head kind of like peeking
Oh my
out.
God.
So creepy.
Very creepy, yeah. Yeah. At one point at nighttime, you see the cops, they're outside the house trying to look at the house, trying to find somebody. Maybe they're looking for Michael, possibly, you know.
Yeah, because they have a description of Philip, right? They're saying like a
Yeah.
man in a gray overcoat, and I think they mentioned the bag that he was carrying. So like people have a pretty clear description of him.
Maurice is gone. He is not there anymore. The TV keeps coming on about the missing kid Michael. So Philip is going back to the spot where he threw the puppet. So you think also maybe him going back to these spots could be places that he either killed kids or disposed of the bodies, or maybe where he did other things to them.
It might also be where he was bullied too,
True.
like where kids brought him. It
Maybe
could be,
both.
yeah, he might have taken kids back to where he was.
Like the spots he goes to are pretty like secluded and specific, and there's nothing around basically, right?
And the one spot has a tree that looks like the puppet, like the legs, like the tree kind of grows out and like kind of hooks around so it looks like spider legs.
Yeah, exactly. He ends up back at the school. He also goes to another, not school, but I think it was the place where he was bullied. It kind of looked like a school, but I don't think it was. He finds like an old hat. At one point, he's looking at a picture of his parents, and all this like black rain kind of comes down on him. Like, what do you think kind of like that represents?
I don't know. I
Yeah,
don't know
I'm
if
with
it's
you.
just like ashes mixed with water. I don't know. I feel like this is a movie that you need to watch two or three times.
I think so. Yeah.
'Cause like as bored as you were, like in between, there was still little inklings of stuff that were kind of getting tossed out there.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like the first hour I was like really bored, but then like the last 20 minutes I was like invested almost a bit in it, right? He ends up back at his yard, and you see the possum or the puppet is alive again. Did it seem to you, but did it seem like it was getting bigger?
Yeah, it did actually.
Okay, yeah.
Which could also be a metaphor for his guilt, maybe, like
Okay.
his guilt's rising up, it's getting
Yeah,
bigger.
definitely. Yeah.
Because he's at a point now where, because the second time he goes back to the school, he wants to meet with Mr. Grant, who is one of his teachers.
Yeah.
And he tells the secretary there that Mr. Grant knows everything about what happened, and if he'll meet with them, he'll be willing to go to the cops with them. So I feel like he's at a point now where he just kind of wants to admit to everything. But then he ends up running away from the school, so. And while he's in the school, he gets chased by the possum. He's actually chased by it at this point.
Exactly. Yeah.
So.
And earlier in the movie, well, I briefly mentioned it, but at one point, the uncle is cooking dinner or food, and he asks if he wants something to eat, and he says, no, it's my house. And then Philip looks behind him and he sees this jar in like a cabinet, and Maurice is kind of like bugging him, like, oh, do you remember those? You want some of those? And Philip's like, no, like, get the fuck out of this is my house. And then at this scene, you see Philip laying on the ground. He spits out something. You don't know what the fuck it is. It looks like a grape almost. But then it like shows a jar of, it looks like grapes, but like had to be something more than just grapes because like he was traumatized by that, right? Like there's something about that that really irritated him.
Yeah, whatever they
So like
are.
I wonder what the fuck it was. So he ends up going into the room that he never would go into. It looks like there is like a sheet on the floor where a bed used to be. So maybe this is where his parents' room was, and this is where they died in the fire, I'm
Yeah,
guessing.
that's what I'm thinking.
There's jars with teeth in it. So I think maybe this may be where Philip took kids to either kill them or do other things to them, right?
Yeah.
And then he stands up, and I got the shit scared out of me by this. I was so fucking scared. He's like just sitting there for like a few seconds looking at the teeth, and he's like getting emotional. And then he like moves, and there's this fucking guy there with like a full trench coat and a mask, and I was like, holy shit. And then this guy attacks him, and it turns out to be Maurice, and he's like choking Maurice, and he's like, it's really creepy, honestly, because he's like, oh, you lick my fingers, boy, and he's like sticking his fingers in his mouth and fucking weird. And then Philip ends up like turning him around on top of him, like snapping his neck on like broken floorboard. But almost didn't seem like a real room, right? It almost felt like a dream, kinda.
Yeah, a lot of it didn't make sense, like the shape of the room and stuff.
No.
Because it was
Plus,
like they were
why?
on a floorboard that was just almost suspended, it felt like.
Yeah, exactly. So, obviously, like he's kind of overcoming some of his traumas, I think, right? But there's like a suitcase behind him, and he opens it up. And Michael's in there alive, and he runs away. So, do you think Michael, that was actually Michael, or was that just in Philip's mind of him, I don't know, coming to terms with what he's done? Do
I feel like it was actually Michael.
you think so? Because the movie kind of just ends right there, right?
Yeah, that's the end of it. He comes out of the suitcase and runs away, and then that's it.
Yeah. A lot of questions, not like, like holes in the movie, but just kind of questions that you have of kind of understanding the movie more in your own thoughts, I guess, right?
It's one that I definitely want to watch at least a second time.
Yeah, me too.
Because Maurice did some shit too. Like, he obviously physically and sexually abused Philip throughout his
100%.
life. Because he did it as an adult. Like, he did it in that scene. So, yeah, I don't know. I want to maybe watch it. Like, I don't know. Because you always pick up extra shit on a second and third watch.
Exactly.
So, it'll be interesting to see what we can pick up on another watch.
Anything else?
Don't think so.
Alrighty. Well, that's the way blood splatters, I
Just none of it in this movie.
No.
All right, how did you rate this one?
So like I said, like the first hour, like I fucking hated this movie. I just thought it was really boring. But in the second, the last like 20 minutes, I got really into it, got invested, had a lot of questions. So I gave it a 2 out of 5. Still not a great score, but I don't know, just movie intrigued me and it was creepy. I thought the acting was pretty decent. So yeah, 2 out of 5.
Okay.
How about you?
I also gave it a 2 out of 5.
Nice.
I feel like it could go up though, with a better understanding of some of the elements that are in this movie. Like, I feel like it might not be as boring as we think.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, like you said, like the acting is good for what it is, and it's very effectively creepy. It's all practical effects for like the shit that we do see with the possum and well, I don't know. I think it's like a well-made movie. Wasn't for us on a first watch, I guess.
Yeah, and like for me, I'm not really all about like kind of the psychological horrors, like aren't my favorite subgenre. Whereas, like, I saw a two-trick score and I was like, yeah, this is 100% their type of movie,
Oh,
right?
definitely, yeah.
So.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus, unsettling and absorbing in equal measure, Possum presents a dark character study rich with rewards for fans of chilling genre fare. So based on that, what do you think
I'll say like 72.
the 88% on 42 reviews. Yeah. This is a critics movie for sure.
Yeah.
The audience score was a 54% on 500 ratings and an average score of 3.1 out of 5 or a
Okay. Letterboxd has the same score as the audience, 3.1 out of 5. Our scores, Tawny gave it a 3.5, X overall gave it a 4, Felicia gave it a 4.
Miriam.
Okay, she's still Felicia on Letterboxd. Okay, I apologize, I apologize. Okay, Jensen gave it 2,
Okay.
Anthony gave a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's it.
All right. I feel like this is a Jensen movie.
Yeah.
So this is kind of all over the place. Like, people either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I shouldn't say hate it, because I don't think either one of us hated it.
No. Hate's a strong word.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how did you rate the scares in this movie?
I'll give it like a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
Obviously the possum puppet is creepy as fuck. And it's very like just disturbing, like the subject matter. And also the one jump scare got me pretty good, so yeah. And scariest scene, I was gonna say that jump scare at the end, like I don't know if that scared you at all, but I didn't know. I fucking expected and just scared the fuck out of me. So, yeah, go with that one. And would I survive? I mean, no one really dies in this movie, per se, I guess. So, I feel like I would.
My scares, I gave it a 6.
Wow, okay.
I said that puppet was creepy as hell, man. And the subject content alone, it like really gets under your skin. It's some
Yeah.
pretty heavy subject content. So yeah, those two factors combined just felt like it deserved a higher score. My scary scene when Philip gets chased by the puppet, it was just so creepy, dude. Like that fucking face on this thing, man. It's like, oh, that is literally the sh stuff of nightmare. And would I survive? I said yes. No one really dies except for Maurice, and he most definitely does. All right, we can wrap it up. And what is our next?
So our next movie, I feel like after this movie, we kind of need to go.
Okay.
So we are going to be heading to France.
Okay.
And you know what kind of movies come from France?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
So
wonder if it's the one I was going to pick last week.
we'll be talking about 2007's Frontiers.
Fuck yeah, baby. That was going to be my pick instead of this one.
Nice. Okay.
That's fucking awesome. All right,
Yeah.
sick.
This is like
Good.
the last French Extremen movie I have to watch. I've never seen it.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure there's more than that, but like kind of like the main ones.
Yeah, because we've done Martyrs twice. We did Inside.
Yeah. I feel there's like two movies that I feel like we've talked about, but I don't know.
What's the other one?
Raw. Did we not talk about Raw before?
Yeah.
Maybe on someone else's podcast, possibly.
Yeah. Did we go on two chicks for that?
Maybe. And then Titane. I feel like we've talked about it, but I don't remember.
You're right. That's fucking weird, eh? Maybe we just talked about it like amongst ourselves.
Maybe. I don't know. I was 100% sure that we did Titane, but I couldn't find
Yeah.
it on her Instagram anyway.
Huh.
But yeah.
And there's that other one too. Fuck. What's the other the major one?
Yeah, I feel like we did do that one.
We didn't.
Are you sure? I swear to God.
Fuck. What is it called? I gotta look it up because it's gonna drive me crazy. We've
Off
done
the tip of my
Martyrs
tongue.
twice. once on ours, and we did it on the Kilton.
So we talked about it when we did, we talked about this movie when we went on Kilton,
We did Inside.
High Tension.
High Tension, yes. We've never done that one.
Are you sure?
I'm fairly positive. Maybe we did. I don't know. There's a lot of movies in this subgenre, though.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And a lot of them really don't get talked about. Like, we have like Frontiers, High Tension, Inside, and Martyrs are like the four big ones.
Yeah.
But then there's so many others. And
Yeah,
I kind of
most
want
likely,
to.
yeah.
Anyways, I'm happy you picked that because, yeah, that was definitely going to be a pick of mine.
Nice.
So I'm excited to talk about it.
Me too.
And I don't think I've seen Frontiers. I think I'm in the same boat as you.
Okay, nice.
But yeah, it's going to be wild. In the meantime, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and in our bio on Instagram. You'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch. And there's a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd account and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank you for listening. Sorry that we didn't really understand the movie fully. Maybe we can do a short revisit of it sometime in the future. But
Yeah, cool. All right, talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
bye.